Yo, Lindawood, welcome back to another episode of the SaaSCast. You already know what it is, it's your host, Dev, with the most, here with my co-host, Lauren. How are you today, Lauren?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Man, I'm kind of mentally checked out, but it's all right. Still going through it, but we got things planned.
Is it because it's midterms?
Nah, it's some other stuff, but it is what it gotta be.
Guess what?
What?
I'm going to Disney in 3 days.
Yeah, I remember that.
I know. I'm so excited.
How long are you staying for?
So I leave at 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm there all day Friday, all day Saturday. And then I fly back at 10 p.m. on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 3 days in Orlando.
Mm. Are you going to try to get all the rides or are you just going there?
Yeah. So I do Epcot on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter World on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then Magic Kingdom on Sunday.
Okay.
So, and I'm going with my friend, so I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were going to have the entire SAS office come, but they waited too long.
Yeah, that and the whole deal. Everybody got their own things going on now.
Yeah. Plus, it's spring break, so. Well, yeah. It's close to spring break.
I wish it was a little longer.
Spring break?
Yeah.
I feel like a week is pretty good.
I want that whole week, though.
It is a whole week.
No, the full week.
Yeah, Monday through Sunday.
I thought it was that Thursday and then the weekend.
No.
Celeste.
I don't think so.
No, I swear, I got to double check.
Okay.
I'll double check.
We'll double check. But anyways, we have Cab with us today.
Mm.
I'm so excited. This organization does all of, or not all of, but some of the major events here at Lindawood University. So, kind of like late night breakfast, Evans Unlocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we have them with us today to talk about the events that are happening in the upcoming academic school year.
Ooh, another juicy episode? Say less.
I know. And remember, mm-hmm. we had so many views for the LU Shade Room. We had,
yes.
Did I tell you the final numbers?
No, not the final numbers, just the...
We had 60 downloads in a week. For that podcast episode.
Mm.
So, I'm hoping we have as many today.
No, we'll see.
We'll see. So, with us today, we have Jenna and Maddie from the CAB. And they are here to talk to us about the CAB organization.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Jenna Biaggi. I'm the program coordinator for campus activities, and I supervise the team of 9.
And I'm Maddie, and I work with Jenna, and I help with the events and plan and do fun stuff like that.
Sweet. Ladies, thank you again for joining us today. And on so abrupt terms and, like, with technical difficulties going on today, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. But how are things?
It's going well.
Yeah.
I really wish we would have, the weather would have told us that it was going to get warm, so we would have planned something fun.
Yeah.
But we make do with the weather. We're really excited for spring.
Yeah, same. Is there a lot of things coming?
Yeah. We got a lot of things in store for y'all.
Indeed.
We're excited.
I'm excited, too. I'm ready to get to it.
Yeah.
And I'm downright just ready to get to these questions, too.
Because
we have some juicy ones for
Let's
you.
Let's go.
All right. So the first one we have for you is, what is CAB and what does it stand for, really?
So CAB stands for Campus Activities Board, and we help plan events for students to help get everyone involved, whether it's international students or commuter students or even all students as a whole to try and, you know, get them involved with everyone on campus.
Bet.
Yeah.
For real, like, especially, like, when, like, all, like, the activities you guys have planned and all that. I do enjoy, like, mostly all of them. Really.
Mostly.
Like, I'm sorry. not in a bad way, Jenna, not at all. It's, like, me being, like, sometimes I'll go, sometimes I won't go because I work. And the ones I do, you know, catch and all that are truly enjoyable. I truly miss them, especially before COVID dropped and all that stuff. And especially
We really appreciate people that come out to our events when they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bet. Also, I wanted to ask what, I know that, you know, applications are due soon and all that stuff, or Is that a different question? I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. Yes, well, application is due soon. How does one apply? My apologies.
Yeah, no. So I posted a couple weeks ago on the CAB Instagram. If you don't follow us, it's at Lindenwood CAB, C-A-B. And I posted that we were looking, that we were hiring. Mm-hmm. And last or 2 weeks ago, I did interviews and I hired a couple of students. But we will be hiring again. So CAB is a student employee position on campus.
Okay.
It's 15 hours a week, where you get to plan events and, you know, help host those events and work the events.
Okay.
But we'll be hiring for the fall of 2022, end of March, early April. We did like a mid hiring because we lost a few cabbies to, pursue other options, which is totally fine.
Right.
I am so proud of them. And so we had to fill those two slots, but for the fall, we'll have a couple of open slots based off of, students graduating. Yeah, and that's through Workday. I forgot to say. So it's like on the Lindenwood website. So you go to Lindenwood and you search like student employee jobs, and it's through Workday that they can apply because it's a employee position.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you say anybody can go for this, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody can put their resume in and answer the questions.
You hear
I would
folks,
love to interview everyone.
You want to be part of these Lindenwood activities? You got to be with CAB, fam.
Yeah.
Got to get the foot in the door. Go for it. Definitely. These are nice people. I love them all. Everybody in the office, literally. And it's just a good time. Get out there and connect with people, man.
CAB really is in the best office. The student involvement office is like the place to be. If you haven't visited Evans Commons Suite 3040, you need to get there because we have fun. It is just a great space to be in. And the student involvement team, shout out to Madison, Karen, and Christian.
For real.
They are thebomb.com.
For real, guys. Literally, even us in the SAS office love you guys. And love going
SAS.
And working with you guys, really, especially for an NSO week and all that stuff. And, you know, cohabitating and doing activities with each other is definitely a good thrill when it comes to it. But to move on, I wanted to also ask, what has been one of the most popular events to you guys? And if, like, if there's stats, can you tell us if, like, what's the most popular one, if you guys know?
Oh, gosh. Stats? Like stat-wise? How many people attended?
Well, not like that, but, like, the number one type of event, like, you think students go for.
Oh.
Do you
well,
think?
They love our social events.
Oh, cool. Okay.
What do you think?
I definitely think that Evans Unlocked is a popular one because I just feel like with all the games and food and vendors and everything, I feel like it's very... Everyone's like, well, that sounds a lot of fun, and a lot of people come to interact with those.
Yeah, and if you are one of those people like Lauren who never got to see an Evans Unlocked, because the past couple of years, I know, no, they had it last May. They had like a COVID-friendly Evans Unlocked, is where it was like you could get Lays and there were vendors and everything. We like took over the entire Evans Commons building. So you've seen it in like a small form, and I guess we're still in sort of a small form, but we're trying to bring like a theme and pizzazz to it this year. But it is like lots of things to do, lots of students. I would counteract that and say that late night breakfast is also a popular event.
Yeah.
And it's funny because in the spring, they line up. So it goes Evans Unlocked on a Friday night and then late night breakfast on that Monday night. Because late night breakfast is always the Monday of finals week.
Right.
If you didn't know that, fun fact. but because you said stats, I went immediately. There were 576 students attended the fall late night breakfast.
Really?
And that's just a number that I know in my head.
Man.
And it's the correct number.
Man, that's crazy to think, man.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. It was sports themed. Did you make it out?
Oh, no, I had to. I'm still at work at that point.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I got home. I was completely swamped. Jenna, I'm going to keep it a buck with you guys. I was completely swamped. I had me a day. But I did see it was sports theme. I had a prime jersey. I was going to come through in my Eagles jersey with my Eagles jacket, my Eagles coat, and just straight ball out on y'all. But I was like, yeah, You're going to see me next time.
next time. Late night breakfast this year. Our theme is, we're still like, nothing's official yet, mm-hmm. but the running theme is like a sleepaway camp, like Ooh. Camping, like late night pajamas, tent, yeah. outdoorsy vibes.
Right,
that's
okay.
the late night breakfast. And then Evans Unlocked mm-hmm. is more like Roaring Twenties, casino, Ooh. Fun type.
So oh, that's a vibe. Keep an for eye sure. out.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got details,
those are
man.
The popular events. I mean, we have traditional and like events that we make up, but right. those are definitely the most popular and well attended by the Lindenwood campus.
True. I do believe that as well. Like, it's just like being here, like throughout my 5 years, like midnight breakfast has been the most mm-hmm. pinnacle part. Like, I've been to, like, staple on this campus.
I remember I collected a shirt for every single
everyone,
one.
Literally, Jim. Yeah. Every single one. I got every, that one. I got 18s. I got 19s.
I would wait outside 17. At like 6 p.m. because it started at 8. I would yep. wait outside at 6 p.m. I would be the first in line, mm-hmm. and then I would grab a shirt and breakfast and then go home. I was like, it's too late. I can't do this.
I'd be like, I'll catch y'all for about like 20 minutes, maybe yeah. 10. I'm out the door.
Exactly.
No, I feel you. I feel you. Definitely. all right, I'm sorry. I wanted to also ask, how do you guys choose these events while hosting them? Mm. Yeah. You guys are hosting.
How do you choose them? Maddie, that's you. So, you choose them.
So we have, Jenna, we have, like they said, we do events that are the same every year, like Evans Unlocked or Late Night Breakfast, but sometimes we are able to choose our own events. So, for example, there's Floral Friday this mm-hmm. Friday. That is Ooh. An event hosting where we're giving out flowers.
Yeah, flowers and vases, like fresh flowers. Like, I'm picking them up from the place that day and then handing them out to students.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. Catch oh, it at wow. the Lark yeah. tabling 1 to 3 on Friday.
Okay. Bet you heard it here, folks.
February 20th. What day is it today? 25th.
Oh, yeah. I'll be 25th. At Disney.
Oh.
It's all right. I'll catch you one.
Will you get me a flower?
I'll catch one. I'll leave it on.
Okay.
What else you got?
So, and then there's other events. Like, we can either cater to international events. So, in the past, mm-hmm. we've had, like, international shopping with CAP, where we had to do it virtually because of COVID. But we play things like bingo, and if you win a prize, you get these set amount of groceries. Or we've had commuter events where we have vendors, like coffee vendors, mm-hmm. and they come mm-hmm. get coffee, and they go on with their day because they don't live on campus, so they don't always get to do all the other like events that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hosting an event for St. Patty's Day that's catering to all students. So on March 17th, Yay. You can catch us, hopefully if the weather's good, at the Pavilion from yes. 12 to 3. And I'm giving out shirts and just stuff like that to just celebrate St. Patrick's Day because, you know, why not? So
I feel you.
Yeah. Free shirt.
Free shirt.
Basic. Free shirt.
Free shirt.
And really cool sunglasses.
Oh,
really oh, sunglasses. Cool oh, I'm there. Sunglasses. I'm there. Like, cool sunglasses. I'm there.
So cool.
So I don't think I ever told you guys this. So I went to your guys' murder mystery that you guys
yes,
hosted,
you
which
did,
was
and you rocked it.
I know, right? I was amazing. But here's the thing. So we work at the SAS office, but technically we're under the first year programs,
mm-hmm.
and so we deal with the learning communities.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to do events that to kind of connect all the first-year programs to kind of create a community.
Mm-hmm.
And my idea was a murder mystery.
Mm.
The same day y'all's were. I was
no.
devastated. I
no.
was devastated. And you guys had, like, paid people
yeah,
to do
we had,
it.
We hired Just Murder Mystery, the company.
Yeah, and so I couldn't do my event. I was like, I can't compete against
yeah.
y'all. But luckily, due to my and my team's amazing ability to adapt, we did live game night. So still, a lot of people came. But
I
was, when I went to your guys' murder mystery, a part of me was like a little bitter. I was like, you ruined that for me.
But hey, our murder mystery night was
phenomenal.
So fun. Yes. It was so fun. The company that we worked with brought in like 2 actors and they just stole the show away. It was awesome.
They did. And I liked the fact that like we all had like characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I was Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends, Amber, was Nancy Drew. And it was so much fun. And my favorite was the amount of theater people who came. Yeah. Not shocking, but
they
it
really
just,
took their opportunity and they thrived.
They did. So, and yeah, it was so much fun. And it came, we did our event the day before your guys's. Because we were like, well, we can't compete. And I really wanted to go to the murder mystery. So,
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So my question for you is, you know, you spend so much time working on these events and planning and getting other businesses. Just like you said, with the murder mystery, you you contracted another business to do your event. So what is something you want students to know about CAB?
Well, basically is, I would say that it, as scary as it seems meeting other people, I feel like going to these events, like even just talking to the random person next to you who also has no idea what they're doing, I feel like that can create friendships. When I was a I was a freshman, and when I first came here, I had literally no friends, and I came to a few CAB events, and I was like, dude, like, look, I have friends now. Like, you find people, and you talk to them, and I feel like CAB is very welcoming. I feel like CAB is energetic, and I feel like overall it's just a really good, like, organization.
Yeah. That's and when we refer to CAB as a whole, it's the campus activities board of 9 students.
Gotcha.
That planned the events.
See, I did not know it was a student employee because I was thinking about potentially. And then you just said it was a student employee. And I love my job too much. So,
yeah, fun fact, if you didn't know, you can only hold 1 student employee position on Littlewood's campus.
I know. I'm upsetting spaghetti.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I know.
You can only hold 1 student employee position. So choose CAB. Come work for CAB.
Come for the SAS office.
Yes, come to the SAS office.
But, so it is student employees, student run. They spend, like, their office hours making and collaborating with each other on the events. It's just a lot of fun supervising them and leading them in the ways of the university and helping them, you know, meet the expectations and follow suit with what CAB has always done.
Yeah. Now, you know, you have, like you said, you have the events that you do every year, like Late Night Breakfast, Evans Unlocked. Now, question, because of how many events you do, how do you think outside the box to come up with these ideas for events? Because, you know, a lot of colleges, you know, they do the same events and it can kind of get boring. But I feel like whenever I hear about your guys' events and whenever I go to your events, they're really not boring. They're pretty entertaining. They're pretty different than the ones you've done in the past. So how do you kind of think outside of the box and come up with these ideas?
Well, we've had plenty of events, I'd say, like even Stuff a Plush, where you literally make a stuffed animal. Like, what's not fun about that? Hat Not Hate is an event we're doing this month. And basically, we're crocheting hats to promote the anti-bullying campaign.
Oh.
And so things like that, I feel like I don't know. How else, what would you add to it?
Yeah, I would say that we definitely have stepped forward in the removing ourselves from the ways of, like, repeating events, like the Night at the Movies with CAB. Like, we consistently did that in the fall and, like, the Stuff a Plush, but the spring is really opening us up to new opportunities. And honestly, it's just brainstorming. We go, what do we think the students would like? And sometimes, and if you don't follow us on Instagram, it's at Lindenwood CAB, CAB. We put polls on our Instagram stories
where
we get feedback from students. So if you don't put your feedback in, definitely consider putting your feedback in next time. So we poll the students. It's a team of 9, so it's a good mix of international, commuter, and residential students on the actual board. Mm-hmm. So they put their input in of, like, what do you want to see? Mm-hmm. What did we like last semester or the last couple of years that we want to see again, to mix it up? And there are different companies that we work with, mentalists, hypnotists, comedians, that always bring in new material. But definitely the Hat Not Hate was brought to us from Library Services, Joanna DeYoung. She said, nice. I love her. She was like, hey, I love this company and I would love to see what we could do to help them. So mm-hmm. Hat Not Hate is like an anti-bullying organization okay. that create blue hats and go into elementary schools and give like an anti-bullying campaign, which
that's
is
adorable.
Amazing. So you're making blue hats for elementary schoolers. And that event will have been passed after this, before this podcast comes out. But I know Library Services is having other sequential events for
gotcha.
It. So they're doing multiple Hat Not Hate events where you can like crochet hats for the organization. But yeah, that was so out of the box and out of the blue that it was just brought to us like, hey, this is an opportunity you should consider. So it's really just brainstorming and getting advice and taking ideas from other students.
Yeah, you guys did, like you said, the stuff, the plush, mm-hmm. With Ice Age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. That was so much fun. And also, I never realized how much of a feminist movie that is with, I forget her name, what character, the Manny's girlfriend, wife.
Queen Latifah?
Yes.
Yes.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a like female empowering movie. And I didn't think about it because I haven't seen it since I was a child. But I was like, I was so empowered from that movie, and I found it hilarious that you guys were like, this is the movie. Not Ice Age 1. We're doing the Ice Age with the dinosaurs.
Well, it ironically, so it's because we could find dinosaurs available in the Stuff of Plush catalog.
Oh.
So we saw the dinosaurs, and we were like, what movie? And there was, like, a mammoth, and, you know, we could have easily gone with Jurassic Park. But, like, who doesn't want to, like, revisit their childhood?
Exactly.
And shout out to Lexi Sidwell for planning that event. She was the cabbie that did all of that and put it together. Yeah. But, yeah, we like to do themed things. So if you have any themed ideas, let us hear it.
Message them on Instagram.
Yeah. At Linwood Cab, CAB.
Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll tag you, like your specific Instagram account, with our post.
Okay.
So then maybe you'll get a few more followers. Sound
maybe.
Good?
That would be funny, because I'm having fun promoting ourselves.
No.
At Linwood Cab, CAB.
No, I love promoting our Instagram account. It's my favorite thing on earth. I also tag me and Dev in every single Instagram post that has to do with the podcast.
I mean, it is one of a kind.
I know.
I think it's super cool that y'all do that to get to know all the organizations and stuff on campus.
Yeah, and I've actually, like, I was walking to breakfast because I am trying to prioritize eating breakfast because mm-hmm. breakfast is a meal that is skipped so many times.
Oh,
and so I was
God.
Like, you know what? I'm going to get breakfast. And I actually found one of our previous podcast peoples, Rodney, from the volleyball team. I was like, sup, buddy? I also saw Paul from the tutoring mm-hmm. office. So I was like, sup, buddy? And he was like, hey, Lauren, I'll see you later. I'm like, yes, you will. So now with CAB, you guys do all these events. Mm-hmm. Where does the money come from?
Yeah. So I'll take this one, Maddie.
That's okay.
It is my realm. So CAB, unlike BSU, Self Care Club, mm-hmm. Alpha Psi Omega, those are student organizations, right? They are governed by Linwood student government, whereas CAB is a departmental organization.
Mm-hmm.
So because they have me as the program coordinator, I work in the student involvement office, and our budget comes from the student involvement budget. A section of it is put aside for CAB.
Okay.
So we're not a student organization. We're a student run, well, not even a student run organization, because I'm not a student. I'm a professional staff.
Mm-hmm.
So
you used to be a student.
Yeah, we don't have to talk. Shout out alumni.
Hey.
yes, I was a student here, but as a professional staff supervising the CAB, they are a departmental organization. So it comes from student involvement. Simple answer.
I would never thought of that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Fun fact, if you didn't know, student involvement rocks. We're the best department.
Come by the office. We have a lot of fun.
Man.
I mean, not the best department. SAS is great.
Come through the SAS office, you know what I'm saying? Where the real homies at. And then you can stop by student involvement, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go from the LARG to Evans College.
And then Evans College.
Just, like, teleport.
Please, help yourself, okay? Don't mess with the hill. Start with us first.
We have free t-shirts at the SAS office.
You know what I'm saying? And popcorn, you know what I'm saying? So
we also have do you guys have popcorn?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have popcorn and cotton candy and snow cones.
You have cotton candy?
Yeah, we have cotton candy maker and a snow cone maker. Oh, if you're ever interested in renting equipment from the student involvement office, there is a form on InvolveU for that.
Can I rent a cotton candy machine for myself?
Please. No.
Oh, okay.
For my SAS office? Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
You could...
I'll convince Janet.
You could fill out an equipment request form to get all kinds of equipment for your organization meeting or your department meeting. But yeah, fun fact, InvolveU is also awesome.
Bro, I never knew you can rent that out. Like, that's
really glad that I could educate you.
Thank you. Like, what... I'm geeked after that. But since we're talking about our, you know, our respective organizations, I just literally lost my placing. Yeah. Is there another form of representation CAB looks for here at Lindwood or other places?
Say that again in a different way.
Oh, sorry. Is there another form of representation that CAB looks for? I'm sorry.
No. We take advice from other departments and we work on events with other departments around, but the thing about the campus activities board, it is all for the campus, so we don't go to like outside vendors. We might take y'all outside as like a campus. But since we're department funded, we don't do donors, we don't sponsorship. Okay. I mean, we can collaborate with, like, other student organizations on events and help them out in that way, but...
No outside sources type of deals?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, the outside sources that we bring in are, like, the businesses that we bring in for the events.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. I get what you mean.
Like...
Yeah.
Well, and aren't you guys going to Forest Park?
Yeah.
Fun fact, we thought it...
Literally, that was mine.
You stole our ideas.
No.
We thought about that for learning communities, and then a huge storm hit.
Yeah.
So we couldn't do our event. But you are doing our event.
Yeah, sign up on InvolveU to go to Forest Park. We're taking a field trip to the zoo. Everybody has to ride the bus. We can fit like 50 people and there's still seats. We're going to the zoo. We get to see the sea lion training. Oh, it's on March 19th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a whole Saturday. So, yeah.
I want to go.
Yeah,
Sign up. Okay. It's on InvolveU. You can still sign up. It's the CAB Forest Park Field Trip RSVP form.
Heard
it here, folks. Definitely look out for that because I will be there for that training, okay?
You can meet up with the podcast hosts at Forest Park in the zoo.
Deal.
Yeah?
I'm with that. We'll do a collaboration.
We'll do a
meetup. Like a little meetup. Be like, yo, man, I just want to say, man, your podcast is awesome. Thank you for the inspiration.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
Oh, my gosh. Are we celebrities?
Nah.
Maybe next year.
Maybe you. I'm casual.
You're casual?
Yeah, I'm just doing it.
Well, this is your last year, so I still have two more years that I can.
Exactly, Lord. You got three more years of fame.
I will cry on our last episode. You don't know that, right?
It's okay.
Balls of eyes. Eyes balling.
You know what? It's okay, Lauren. Look, there's always going to be challenges. It's going to be mine. It's okay. Speaking of challenges, ladies, can you tell me some of the biggest challenges that you guys face?
So, I mean, everyone knows with COVID, it's really hard to do really big get-togethers, especially to make sure everyone's safe. But besides COVID, just making sure everyone gets involved, because sometimes even if the word doesn't get out or maybe just someone thinks that the event doesn't really apply to them, we just want to make sure that we try and include everyone and as many people as we possibly can, because, like, I just feel that in doing that, I mean, it kind of brings more people together. So, yeah, I would say that's probably one of our biggest challenges.
For sure.
And making sure with the COVID thing that, like, we could plan an event, but it also has to be able to be virtual if it does have to be. So that's also a struggle, too.
True. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Like, being at most of your events, like, especially with the pandemic coming on, it's always been, you know, a hassle to have, you know, bigger events come on or be developed and then come along to fruition. And I do commend y'all definitely having these big events happen, even still. And I'm just like, I definitely still want to go to them. I'm going all. Definitely. I'm going all. Go ahead, Lynn.
Weird question, because, so, me and Dev and our office was supposed to do spring student orientation.
Okay.
It was supposed to be in person, but because of the wonderful Omicron variant, it was put to virtual, which was tragic. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little disappointed. I was like, I was so excited to do this, and then it went to virtual. And, you know, we still had fun. We were still able to connect with the new student body, but I don't know. I was very disappointed. So how do you handle, because your guys' events as well got pushed to virtual, you know, we love the in-person events, and of course the virtual events are awesome, but how do you deal with the disappointment that those go from in-person to virtual, especially since not as many people like going to virtual events versus in-person events?
Yeah, well, the first thing I will say is it was very much an adaptation that we had to make between taking our week of in-person events and making it virtual. And to tell you the truth, we did not plan. We didn't have, like, a backup at all for the Welcome Back week. But right now, every event that we plan in the future, like, since then, has had a backup, has had, I mean, now we're dealing with, like, snow closure.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yes. So we have to have a backup with the snow closure and everything. Or the Floral Friday that's on Friday this week, it was supposed to be during that time where we couldn't have in-person events. So we just got rescheduled and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's disappointing at times, but I mean, that's just event planning in general.
Yeah.
There's always that, you always have to plan for the unexpected. And that's something that you learn as a CAB student, as somebody that is working to plan events for an entire campus, that there are unexpected things like rain. The main thing that I teach them is to do a rain location if you have an outside event, especially in the spring, in the fall, in the winter. If you have an outside event, you're going to need a rain location, an alternate weather location. So it's just something that pulls to the front of our minds when it's right in front of our face. So we gotta plan backup ideas and backup backup.
Yeah. That's a good word. Way to describe it.
Good backup.
Good backup plan. There we go. Yeah, no, I think, you know, the ability to adapt is something that, you know, we can learn, and especially from y'all. And as a student worker, you're like, okay, for 4 years, I did these planning of events during COVID. So now when I am in the real world getting paid like an adult and there is an issue, like, I don't know, whatever you want to do in the future, there's a roadblock, you're like, hey, look, for 4 years, I learned how to adapt. So
Jenna,
here I am.
You got to improvise.
Yeah. There you go. You can text her in a couple years and be like, Jenna, thank you. I was able to adapt at my job and I got a promotion. Look at me go.
Yeah.
Also, tell us when that happens. Like, message the podcast and be like, oh, you were right. You predicted the future.
Yeah.
So, now, you know, you kind of touched on this, but have you ever collaborated, like, with sports teams or other organizations?
Other organizations, yes. Sports teams, not so much, but I do know in the department, FSL, before COVID took it down, FSL was going to have like an FSL night basketball basketball game. And FSL stands for Fraternity and Sorority Life.
Gotcha.
But CAB hasn't, so far, yet collaborated with an athletic team. But other organizations, yes. Library Services for Hat Not Hate tomorrow. Oh, goodness.
You've collaborated with us.
SAS a lot. We collaborate with first-year programs for new student orientation. We did library services for the Games in the Grove for the Week of Welcome. Oh, goodness. I am blanking. But
you collaborated with Alpha Psi Omega with the Halloween.
The Trunk or Treat. We do a lot of organization. I mean, within the Hat Not Hate and Library Services is also Self-Care Club. Yeah, we are open to working with other organizations on campus, like student organizations, because some of the, even a lot of the students that are on CAB are in other organizations on campus. So it brings that connection and that collaboratively.
That was a beautiful word.
No, that was not a word.
We can add it to the word. Maybe we could add it to a dictionary.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all was added to a dictionary. By the way, y'all is my favorite word.
Really?
Yeah, because here's the thing. It is the best way to talk to a group of people with not being rude about people's pronouns, because y'all is like a gender neutral term. So when you say y'all, welcome to the SAS office, it's the perfect way to respect people's pronouns.
True. Okay.
I love y'all. Also, fun fact, my dad's from the South, so a part of me just
needs it.
So, now, Jenna, you graduated, but Maddie, you are still a student here working full time. Now, how do you handle working in such a crazy, fun, amazing organization while also being a full-time student? Because I know with us, you know, we are also full-time students and we work, and it can be a little stressful. So how do you handle that?
So the way Jenna had us set it up, it's really simple. We basically have set office hours that we can work around our schedule. So, like, I have online and in-person classes that are in different times of the day, and we can work around what we think, like, is possible. Like, I can work 7 hours one day and 2 hours the next day, but I can, like, manipulate it around if something comes up. Like, I'm also a student athlete, so I am on the shotgun team.
Oh,
and
wow.
With practices and competitions, I have to work around that if we have events on the weekends or stuff like that. It's really simple, and I really like how they have it set up.
That's super cool. I didn't know you were on the shot
team.
That's fun. How is that going?
It's good. We actually have a competition this weekend. So, I mean, if you're bored, you can come, if you really want. But
you know, I have been wanting to talk to the shotgun team, so we should talk after, because I would love to talk to you about how Lindenwood handles the shot team and how we can best support y'all.
Well, I can do that.
Yay! Look at us go. We're getting more peoples. Well, anything else you guys wanted to say about CAB?
No.
Follow at Lindenwood CAB, CAB on Instagram.
How did I know you were going to say that? I knew it. I was like...
I've developed a thing now. I have to do it.
Well, you recently went to a conference.
Yeah.
CAB is all caps? Okay.
Is it? Well, I thought everything on Instagram is lowercase.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
No, because Lindenwood FYP is all undercase.
Yeah. All Instagram handles
are undercase.
Undercase. Whoa, fun fact, if you didn't know that.
Okay.
Something to think about. But normally, CAB is in all caps.
Yeah.
And yes, we did just go to a conference. It was NACA.
Now, when you went there, did you also say to the other people to follow your Instagram? Because if not, you missed an opportunity.
We definitely did.
Good job.
We met so many people on other campus activities boards all over the country.
That's cool.
We definitely had them follow. And all of the vendors follow our CAB.
Perfect. Did you learn? It's kind of off question, but did you learn a lot from the thing?
I did learn a lot. Yes.
That's good.
it was really fun. We had it was a different variety of showcases. So people performing, and then educational sessions. So I learned things in the educational sessions and then learned about other universities' campus activities boards and how what they looked like and how they did things. So it was really neat.
Yeah, I feel like that would be interesting because, like, Lindenwood is very different than, like, let's say, a state school that mm-hmm. has a lot more people, a lot more funding. Like,
definitely dealing with a lot bigger budgets and different size budgets because there's smaller schools than us, bigger schools than us, even bigger schools than us. I met some students from Penn State.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It was really cool to be able to discuss with literally everyone, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Owe me a soda. Isn't that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you owe me a soda. I like Sprite.
Okay.
Because I can't do caffeine, but I like Sprite.
Okay.
But that's super cool, yeah, because I think when it comes to, like, different schools, they have different needs, and I think CAB really has met the needs of the student body here at Lindenwood by providing so many different events, because, like, some events I'm really interested in, and some other ones I'm like, okay, have fun. And so I think you guys really do a good job adapting and figuring out what events will help the student body the most. So
the theme of this podcast is adapt.
Adapt and overcome.
Mm-hmm. Adapt, literally. Build, and engage the strategic plan
for Lindenwood University.
Words of Jenna.
Why are we a commercial right now?
Because why not? I was considering putting that in my email signature because I thought, why not? And then I was like, eh, that seems like a long email signature. Well, I wanted to thank you both so much for being with us today, especially because we've had some technical issues. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being with us. It has been really fun to talk with you, get to know you, Maddie, and catch up with you, Jenna.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, folks. Before we leave, though, we want to make a quick shout out to the SASOs because, A, our line leader applications are out and are ready to go. Please check them out through our bio on our All My Links. They are due
March 4th.
Yeah.
And Dev can speak to his experience as a lion leader. Dev, did you like being a lion leader? Did you hate being a lion leader? Did it change your perspective on Lindenwood? What did you think? Did you enjoy it?
All I have to say is show up, fill out the application, come meet fellow peers, and hang out. And just, for real, just get along.
Yeah.
Get some connections and get ready for the spring and the summertime. And come on, you get to jam out with Jenna, man.
Yeah, you
okay,
do.
Okay, especially in the summertime. If you ever, I'm letting y'all know, if you haven't catched out on summertime Jenna, you're missing out, bro. You're missing out, bro.
Summertime Jenna?
Summertime Jenna is 10 out of 10, bro. 10 out of 10.
Well, then what is wintertime Jenna? A 9 out of 10? Or 9.5? I feel like Jenna could never be under a 9. I feel like a 9.5.
I swear, on God, it has to be a 9.5. It's never
9.5 out of 10 for winter Jenna and a 10 out of 10 for summer Jenna.
Deal.
Okay.
Say less.
Well, yes, definitely fill out the application for Lion Leaders by March 4th. And interviews are going to be, I believe, the following week after spring break.
Okay.
And you get an interview with Brooke. Now, most of you don't know Brooke, but if you listen to the LU Shade Room, she was the voice of the creator. So if you liked her energy in that episode, you're gonna love interviewing with her. So again, one final shout out to CAB for being with us today.
Yes, thanks again, ladies.
Yes,
and like always, everybody, stay sassy.